may know already, he is a missionary, and he's traveling all the time and has a very busy schedule. We're grateful that he's here today, on this morning.
Greetings to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
奉主人民，我们向你欢迎我们，欢迎你。
It's a joy to be with you again. I've been praying for you as you've been involved in the ministry in Zambia.
很高兴我们又能够在一起。我谢谢你们为我的祷告，我也为你们祷告，我们也为了真的是赞比亚这个施工一同祷告。
Yesterday, I had some friends visiting us at our house.
昨天我有一些朋友来到我们家。
He works as a financial planner, and he wanted to meet and talk about whether we are ready for retirement.
我这个朋友他的工作是做理财资讯管理的，他真的来帮助我们，是在我们退休之后，我们要如何来做。
I'm not ready to retire, but he said, you need to be thinking about it now, where you will be in 10 years.
虽然我还没有准备要退休，但是我的朋友建议我说，即使你还没有这个预备，你要先想到可能10年后或15年后，你要先想到你准备退休的计划。
And so we looked at some investments and retirement benefits and tried to see where would we be in 10 years.
所以我们看了一些资料，有关于理财的，有关于投资的，看看在10年以后这些东西会有什么样的发展。What
I remember from yesterday is this lesson.
那从昨天我学到了一个功课。What
you do today has an impact many years down the road.
你今天手上所做的事情可能会对着以后有影响。
You are involved in the sponsorship of 3 Bible school students in Zambia.
我们在赞比亚那边涵盖了三个圣经学校的学生们。It
will take several years for these students to complete their studies.
当然，这些学生要在几年以后才会毕业。And
then those students will become a pastor and serve people in sharing God's word.
这些学生在毕业之后，可能会成为牧师来宣传主的道。But
you are investing in these young people, but the fruit may come years down the road.
但是我们现在就投资在这些学生的身上，但是果子可能在几年之后才会结成。What
you do today has a great impact many years down the road.
我们今天所做的在几年之后将会有深远的影响。Someday
we will gather in heaven. And I can imagine that there will be students from Zambia, young believers, who are there because EBCC invested in these pastors to train them and come to Christ.
有一天当我们都在添加的时候，我相信我们会看到有一些从赞比亚那边来的信徒们，就是现在我们投资在他们身上的。I
thank you for your investment and your partnership together with both Liebenzell Mission and the church in Zambia.
为了天能教会的参与以及这个投资，我感谢你们。One
pastor and author who has influenced my life is a man by the name of Warren Wiersbe.
有一位牧师，他的名字叫华伦提比斯，他对我的生命有很大的影响。I
heard him share a message one time about Jonah.
我曾经听过他的一篇讲章，是关于约拿书。His
message touched my heart, and so I give him credit. I borrow his outline to share a message this morning that I believe God would have for us.
他的这一篇讲章深深的触动了我的心，所以我愿意借用他的大纲来跟大家一起来分享约拿书。
I was with my grandsons. I have 2 grandchildren, age 3 and 5.
我有两个孙子，一个8岁，一个5岁。
And they have a children's Bible.
他们有儿童圣经。
Every children's Bible has certain stories with nice pictures.
每一个儿童圣经都有一些很好的故事，也有很好的插画。
You always see Noah and the animals going into the ark. That's a very nice children's story. We like it.
我们常常会在儿童圣经里面看到挪亚带着一群的动物到方舟里面去，看起来是很好的一幅图画。
And we always see the story of Jonah being swallowed by a whale. That's always a very nice children's story too.
我们也会常常看到约拿就被一只大鱼给吞在肚子里面，这也是很好的一个故事。
If you don't know the story of Jonah, let me give you a quick overview.
如果我们不熟悉约拿书的话，我在这边愿意给你一个很快的一个大纲的介绍。
Jonah is one of the books of the Bible.
约拿书是圣经里面的一本书。
There are four chapters.
总共有四章。
In chapter 1, we see God giving Jonah a message to take to a very sinful city called Nineveh.
在第一章里面，耶和华神这样的对着约拿给了他一个使命，要去一个大城叫尼尼微城，是一个罪孽深重的城。
Jonah is a missionary.
约拿他是一个宣教士。
He receives mentally the message that God gives him, but he does not follow and obey God's command.
他从理智上面得到神给他的一个指示，可是他却不去遵守。
In fact, he gets on a boat and he goes in the opposite direction.
他却上了一条船，往另外一个方向跑走。
While he's on that boat, there's a great storm, and the result of this storm is that the sailors on the boat throw him into the ocean.
当他在那个船上的时候，突然起了大风暴，风暴到了一个程度，才船上那些船员们把他丢到水里面去。
The Bible says that a great fish swallows Jonah.
圣经告诉我们，来了一条大鱼，把约拿吞到肚子里游去了。
That's where chapter 1 finishes.
那就是第一章的结束。
In chapter 2, you see Jonah is in the belly of the fish.
在第二章里面，我们看到约拿在那个大鱼的肚腹里。
In chapter 2 is Jonah's prayer of repentance and coming back to God.
在第二章里面，我们看到约拿在鱼的肚腹里面向神来悔改来祷告。
In chapter 3, Jonah goes to Nineveh and the city repents.
到第三章，我们看到约拿就到了尼尼微城，而整个城就悔改。
Most missionaries like to write letters.
许多的宣教士喜欢写信。
They report back to their church what God is doing through their ministry.
他们写信向着他的教会来报告神在这边做了什么样的工。
It would be a wonderful story if at the end of chapter 3, where Nineveh comes to Christ, that's where Jonah's story ends.
如果约拿书就停在第三章里面，整个尼尼微城都悔改向主的时候，这个将会是一个很好的结局。
What a tremendous missionary! A whole city came to Christ.
我们会看到约拿是这么一个伟大的一个宣教士，整个城都悔改了。
But then we come to chapter 4.
但是我们来到第四章。
Chapter 4 doesn't seem to fit the story of Jonah.
第四章这一章好像跟其他的三章不太能够配合在一起。
What we see in chapter 4 is that God is not done with Jonah yet.
在第四章里面，我们看到神还没有结束对约拿的对付。
The lesson that God still needs to teach Jonah is the lesson that we need to learn.
神对约拿还有许多功课要教他，也是我们要学习的。
We're going to read together chapter 4 of the book of Jonah.
让我们打开圣经约拿书，让我们一起来读约拿书第四章。
Let me read first in English.
Bill 将会先念英文版。
Remember, chapter 3 finishes with Nineveh repenting and coming to Christ.
让我们记得约拿书第三章结束在于整个尼尼微城全城悔改归向神。
And chapter 4 reads this, But Jonah...was greatly displeased and became angry. He prayed to the Lord, O Lord, is this not what I said when I was still at home? This is why I was so quick to flee to Tarshish. I knew that you are a gracious and compassionate God, slow to anger and abounding in love, a God who relents from sending calamity. Now, O Lord, take away my life,For it is better for me to die than to live. But the Lord replied, Have you any right to be angry? Jonah went out and sat down at a place east of the city. There he made himself a shelter, sat in its shade, and waited to see what would happen to the city. Then the Lord God provided a vine and made it grow up over Jonah to give shade for his head. to ease his discomfort, and Jonah was very happy about the vine. But at dawn the next day, God provided a worm, which chewed the vine so that it withered. When the sun rose, God provided a scorching east wind, and the sun blazed on Jonah's head so that he grew faint. He wanted to die and said, "It would be better for me to die than to live." But God said to Jonah, "Do you have a right to be angry about the vine?" "I do," he said. "I'm angry enough to die." But the Lord said, "You have been concerned about this vine, though you did not tend it or make it grow. It sprang up overnight and died overnight. But Nineveh has more than 120,000 people who cannot tell their right hand from their left, and many cattle as well. Should I not be concerned about that great city?"
约拿书第四章，这是约拿大大不悦，且甚发怒，就祷告耶和华说：“耶和华，我在本国的时候岂不是这样说吗？我知道你是有恩典、有怜悯的神，不轻易发怒，有丰盛的慈爱，并且后悔不降所说的灾，所以我急速逃往他失去。耶和华，现在求你取我的命吧，因为我死了比活着还好。”耶和华说：“你这样发怒合乎理吗？”于是约拿出城，坐在城的东边，要在那里为自己搭了一座棚，坐在棚里的荫下，要看那城究竟如何。耶和华神安排一棵穹麻，使其发生高过约拿，因而遮盖他的头，救他脱离苦楚。约拿因这棵穹麻大大喜乐。次日黎明，神却安排一条虫子咬这穹麻，以致枯耗。日头出来的时候，神安排炎热的东风，日头曝晒约拿的头，使他发昏。他就为自己求死说：“我死了比活着还好。”神对约拿说：“你因这棵穹麻发怒合乎理吗？”他说：“我发怒以至于死都合乎理。”耶和华说：“这穹麻不是你所栽种的，也不是你培养的，一夜发生，一夜干死，你尚且爱惜，何况这尼尼微大城，其中不能分辨左手右手的有120,000多人，并有许多牲畜，我岂能不爱惜呢？”
Chapter 4 seems to end so abruptly, so short.
第四章好像就突然的就停止了。
It's like there's some verses missing.
感觉上让我们感觉上好像少了些什么东西。
We never know what happens next.
我们好像就没有办法知道接下来发生了什么事情。
I think what happens next is maybe our part in the story.
我想在这之后所要发生的事情或许是我们要来补上的。
I want us to use our imagination this morning.
让我们用一点点想象力。
At Liebenzell Mission, we try to recruit missionaries to send them to other places in the world.
在我们的宣教机构里面，我们也要来面试很多的宣教士，来送到世界各地。
And so we have before us a candidate ready to go to the mission field.
在我们的面前，我们有一些候选人已经准备好要被差往世界各地去宣教。
And so we, as a committee, as a board.Will interview this candidate.
所以我们现在就是在这委员会里面要来面试这个候选人。
This morning, the candidate that we are interviewing is Jonah.
今天早上我们要面试的这一个候选人，他的名字叫做约拿。
Imagine that you and I, we are the committee interviewing Jonah.
让我们都想象，我们就是在那个委员会里面，我们要来面试这位约拿。
So Jonah is sitting in front of us, and we are talking and asking him questions.
所以约拿现在就坐在你的面前，而我们要来面试他。
So part of the interview process, we want to know about Jonah's call into ministry.
所以在这个面试的，首先我们要想要知道，约拿他有没有被神呼召。
Jonah, has God called you into ministry?
让我们这样想来问这个问题：约拿，神有呼召你吗？
And Jonah would reply, "Yes. In fact, twice he specifically told me to go to Nineveh. The call, it was very strong."
约拿会这样回答：是的，甚至于神呼召了我两次，要我去这个城，城叫做尼尼微城。
Okay, another question that somebody in the committee always asks is about his theology.
在委员会里面，通常会有另外的委员们就会问同另外一个问题，是有关于他的神学背景。
And we see from Jonah's response that he believes that God is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, abounding in mercy.
我们刚刚在经文里面，我们看到约拿明白神他是一位有丰盛怜悯、有慈爱、不轻易发怒的神。
Jonah writes in chapter 2, I believe salvation comes from the Lord.
约拿在第二章里面讲到他相信救赎是出于神。
As a committee evaluating his theology,It's strong evangelical orthodox theology.
所以当我们在委员会里面，我们来看这个约拿这个候选人的时候，我们知道他的神学素养是很高的、很坚实的、很正宗的。
Somebody in the committee always asks a question like this: Jonah, is there ever an evidence in your life of God answering your prayers?
所以在我们这个委员会里面，有其他的人问到：哎，约拿，在你的生命里面有没有这种经历，就是神回答了你的祷告？
Answering prayer, Jonah would say, I was in the belly of a fish and God heard my prayer and freed me.
所以约拿就会这样回答我们说，我曾经在大鱼的肚子里面，而神就听了我的祷告，而且也应允了我的祷告。
Jonah, have you ever had experience in ministry where God blessed your ministry and you saw evidence of that?
约拿呀，你曾经有没有去宣教过，而神大大祝福你这个宣教，以至于有很大的成果？
I preached to Nineveh and the whole city repented.
约拿就这样告诉我们，我曾经到尼尼微城去宣教，而整个城就悔改向主了。
A candidate like this, a sure call, solid in his theology, evidence of God's blessing him and answering prayer, he's a strong candidate for missions.
所以今天在我们面前的这一位候选人，他有明确的神的呼召，有神。应允他的祷告的经历，也有神祝福他的事工，正有一个候选人在我们面前。
But the problem is, you see, at the end of the story, Jonah is sitting under a tree, depressed and ready to die.
但是我们在后面看到的却是这一位约拿坐在树下面，很忧闷，甚至于想死。
You can have great theology, but with a bad attitude, you're not a good missionary candidate.
我们或许可以有很强的神学背景，但是我们却有一个错误的态度，在这种情况之下，我们的宣教也不会成功。
Another part of the interview process is you have to check their references.
在我们来查验这个候选人的第二个部分，就是我们要来查验他的简历。
So we as the committee, we will invite some of the people of Jonah's life and we will interview them.
所以在我们这个委员会，我们就会邀请一些认识约拿的人来跟我们有一些会谈。
The first people we will invite in are the crew of the ship that he was sailing on.
所以我们第一组邀请来的人就是跟约拿在同一条船上的这一些船员们。
Sirs, can you tell us what type of person Jonah is?
这位先生，请你可以告诉我们，你认识的约拿是怎么样的一个人
？Oh, he's a troublemaker.
他是制造麻烦的。
Ever since he came on our boat, we've had nothing but trouble.
自从他来到我们船上以后，我们什么都没有，就是一堆的麻烦。
Even when we're calling on our gods, he's asleep. He doesn't help us.
当我们都在祷告神的时候，他却自己在那边躺在那边睡觉。
All right.
好。
Let's clear a little room here, and we're going to bring in the big fish.
让我们稍微清场一下，因为我们要把一个大鱼带进来。
What type of reference would the fish give us about Jonah as a candidate?
请问这条大鱼先生，你可以介绍一下约拿吗
？Jonah is stubborn.
这条大鱼会告诉我们说，约拿这个人实在是很顽固。
Even I, as a fish, a creation of God, when God asks me to do something, I do it.
就算我是一条鱼，我也是神所造的，而我会来遵守这位造我的这个神，他所叫我做的一切事情。
But God asks Jonah to do something, and he does the opposite thing. Jonah is stubborn.
但是神叫约拿去做这件事情，他却往另外一个方向跑了。约拿这个人真的是很固执。
A third group of people we should call are the people of Nineveh.
我们邀请来的第三组人是从尼尼微城这个城来的这个人，这一群人。
The people of Nineveh would say, he came into our city with a very strange story about being in a fish.
这个尼尼微城的人会来告诉我们说，这个人来到我们这个城，讲了一些很奇怪的事情，就是他在什么鱼肚子里面这些事情。
But we owe him a great debt because he brought us the gospel.
但是我们还是很高兴，因为他把福音带到我们的城里面。
But he's a strange man. Now he sits on the hill and he's even wishing that we had all died and gone to hell.
但是我们觉得很奇怪的，对这个人来讲，他现在却坐在那个树下面，而且希望我们全城都死掉。
We don't understand Jonah.
我们实在很不了解这个人是怎么一回事。
The last reference that we'll talk to is the worm.
那最后我们邀请的这个来跟我们谈的是这一条小虫。
The worm tells us Jonah is an immature person.
这个虫会告诉我们说，约拿这个人实在很不成熟。
He lives by his feelings, not obedience.
他怎么不成熟呢？他是靠着感觉来生活，而不是靠着顺服来生过日子。
He's angry at God because he didn't get what he wanted.
他向着神生气，是因为他没有得到他想要得到的东西。
He's like a child at the table who refuses to eat his vegetables.
他就像一个小孩子坐在餐桌前面，拒绝吃蔬菜。
He's filled with bitterness and prejudice.
他的心里面充满着愤怒，也充满着一些他的自己的想法。
God was merciful to him, but he doesn't show mercy to other people.
神向他显明了这么多的恩典，可是他却对人没有怜悯。
He's not like the God who he preaches. He's not gracious or compassionate or slow to anger.
他一点都不像他所传讲的那位神是那么的有丰盛怜悯，有慈爱，不轻易发怒。
Answer to prayer, yes, but his prayers are all self-centered about himself.
哦，是啊，他好像祷告蒙应允的，可是他的祷告都是为了他自己。
He's more concerned about his comfort, and that's what his prayers are focused on.
他的祷告都是为了自己的舒适来祷告。
The committee has a problem now because the interview with Jonah, he seemed like a good candidate, but all his references.Make you question, is this a good candidate to send to the mission field?
所以我们现在我们的委员会有很大的麻烦了，因为对着约拿这个本人来讲，好像是一个很好的一个候选人。可是当我们从另外一个角度，从他的朋友来听到的，却有很多的问题。
If we can really just use our imagination, we need to ask God's opinion.
如果我们能够用一点我们的想象力，我们现在要来问神的想法是如何。
God, did you call Jonah, as he says?
神啊，你真的有像约拿所说的，你有呼召他吗
？Yes, I did, but he obeyed me outwardly, but not inwardly.
神这样子回答我们说：是的，我的确有呼召他，可是他只是在外表来顺服我，可是他内心却是违背我。
He obeyed because he was forced to, not because he wanted to.
他这样来顺服，他这样来遵从我的做，来遵从我的话。只是因为他是被逼的，他并不是愿意的。
You see, in chapter 1, God got Jonah's mind. He understood what he was to do.
所以我们回到第一章的时候，我们可以看到神得着约拿的理智，他明白，约拿明白神呼召他要他做什么。
In chapter 2, we see that in the belly of the fish, God got his will. He says, I will go to Nineveh.
所以在第二章里面，我们看到当约拿在鱼的肚腹里面的时候，神得到他的will， 他的意志，因为他向神来祷告。
In chapter 3, he physically went, so God got his body in chapter 3.
所以在第三章的时候，他开始动身到了尼尼微城，说我们可以看到神得到他的身体。
But the one thing God never got until chapter 4 is he never got his heart.
但是一直到第四章，我们看到神从来没有得到他的心。
God says to the committee, I think you should give him a second chance.
所以神对着我们这一帮委员会们说，你应该给他第二次机会。
There is more yet that I need to teach Jonah.
但是我仍然有许多要教导他的。
I'm glad that God gives us second chances.
我想我们都很高兴神都给我们第二次的机会。
Abraham, Moses, Peter, David, John, Mark, all in the Bible we see God gave them second chances.
在圣经里面我们看到许多人物，亚伯拉罕、摩西、大卫、彼得，神都给他们第二次的机会。
Up until now, God has used big things like storms and waves and fish.
直到现在，我们看到神用了许多很大、很显大的东西，比如说像大的风暴、大的鱼来教训约拿。
Now we see God using a gourd, a wind, and a worm, and small things.
但是现在我们看到神用微小的事物，比如像小虫、用荨麻、用微风来教导。
God had more yet to teach Jonah.
神对约拿还有许多的功课要教他。
In chapter 1, God teaches him, you can't run away from me.
在第一章里面，神教导约拿说，你不能离开，逃离我。
In chapter 2, Jonah learned of the forgiveness of God.
在第二章里面，我们看到约拿学习到神的饶恕。
In chapter 3, he learns of the mercy of God.
在第三章里面，约拿学习到神的怜悯。
And in chapter 4, he learns of the compassion of God.
在第四章里面，约拿学习到神的同情。
What Jonah needed to learn was that he was loving the wrong things.
所以我们看到约拿要学的一个功课是他爱错的对象。
What we see God teaching in chapter 4 is that Jonah, you love comfort, but you don't love lost people.
在第四章里面，我们会看到神教导约拿说，你爱的是你自己的舒适，但是你却不爱那些世上的灵魂。
Many of us, myself included, we like our comfort.
在我们中间有许多人，包括我们自己，包括我自己在内，我们都喜欢自己的舒适。
The priorities of our life and why we make money is to live a comfortable life.
在我们生活的优先次序里面，我们首先想到是我们如何能够生活的舒服。
There's nothing sinful about a comfortable life.
一个舒适的生活并不是罪。
But if that is the priority and the focus of our life, then we're no different than Jonah, and God needs to change our focus to be on loving the lost of this world.
但是舒适生活如果是我们的生活的优先次序里面占的首位，那就错了。神就是要教导我们来改变这个优先次序。
Doing the will of God is not knowing it in your mind, but doing it from your heart.
明白神的旨意，而且遵守神的旨意，不是只是在我们理智上了解，而是从我们的心来做出来。
I find that in America we are very job oriented.
我发现在美国，我们是常常以事工为导向。
Many times a team will go over to a place like Zambia, and we want to do a project. We want to build something or paint something.
常常我们看到，比如说。像我们要去赞比亚，我们常常是想要完成一个事工，完成一个事情。
But God is more important in what He's doing in your life and in the life of the people you serve than what you accomplish, the job that you do.
但神所注重的是，他要如何在你的生命里面，在那边的人的生命里面去完成这一些事情，而不是只是在那些事工的上面。
I wish we had a verse 12.To complete the rest of our story, but it ends very abruptly in verse 11.
我们看到在这边，在约拿书第四章里面，他突然在第十一节就结束了。我们希望真的有十二章能够来把它完，十二节以后来把它完成。
If there was a verse 12, I believe it would have read that Jonah repented and he returned to Nineveh and he discipled the people who came to Christ.
我相信如果在这边有第四章十二节的时候，一定应该是约拿就在神的面前悔改认罪，而且回到尼尼微城去，将使尼尼微城的人成为神的门徒。
Maybe it stops in verse 11 because the rest of the story is up to us to write.
或许神在约拿书第四章停在第十一节，是因为要我们接续写这个事情。
Let's put ourselves in this position. Do we care about lost people?
让我们把自己放在这个事情里面，我们真的这么重视这些人吗？
Is the focus of our prayers just about our comfort?
我们的祷告的重点是我们自己的舒适。
We've received mercy. Do we show mercy to other people?
我们从神那边领受了恩典，但是我们有没有向人表示这个怜悯？
God may have our mind and our will and our body. Does He have our heart?
神或许可以有我们的理智、我们的情感、我们的意志，但神有没有得到我们的心？
There are people all around us who need to hear the gospel.
有许多人在我们周遭里面，他们都需要得着福音。
We can pray for those in China and Zambia and other parts of the world, but what about our neighbors?
我们可以对着中国祷告，我们可以对着赞比亚祷告，但是我们有没有对我们的邻舍祷告？
Do we have eyes that see the lost?
我们有没有看到这些失丧灵魂的眼光？
We read in the Bible that Jesus saw the crowd and he had compassion.
我们在圣经里面，我们看到耶稣看到这一群人，他就大发慈心。
His heart was moved to do something about it.
他就动了慈心，想要做一些事情。
Last October, Reverend Flaum from Zambia preached here.
在去年十月，从赞比亚来的一个牧师在这边讲道。
And many of you stood and made a commitment to respond to this call into missions.
在那一次讲道里面，在我们中有许多人站起来，接受神的呼召，要来参与这个宣教。
I challenge you to continue to pursue that, what God would be having you do in response.
我在这边向你们提出一个挑战，让我们持续有这个心智来响应这个呼召，来有这个行动。
It may be for you to go as a missionary.
或许这是让你成为一个宣教士，能够去宣教。
It may be to use the resources that God has blessed you with to enable others to go.
或许是神要用着我们从神那边得到了，在这边得到的资源，来帮助其他人去宣教。
It may be sharing acts of compassion and kindness to those neighbors around you, those colleagues of yours at work or school, that they might see a difference in a Christian's life.
或许神要用着我们给我们的恩典，给我们的怜悯，来让我们来分享这个怜悯与恩典给我们的邻居和跟我们的同事们。
The lesson Jonah needed to learn.
在这边我们看到约拿所需要的功课，所需要学习的功课
was to love the people he served.
是来爱他所服侍的这些人。
May that be the lesson we take away from our story here today.
让这个功课也成为我们的功课。
My prayer is that God will show you how you need to apply that in your life much as he is doing that to me.
在这边我的感动是让我来跟你们分享来一起来学习神如何将这个感动放在我们的里面。
May God bless His word to our heart this morning.
愿神的话祝福我们在今天早上。
Amen.
Amen.